And on this busy online shopping day, Cyber Monday, we've got another retail story for you. Online sales already broke records on Black Friday. And considering the volume, retailers and shipping companies are worried about getting all those packages out in time for Christmas. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst for CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hey, Jill.
Hello.
So today could be the biggest online sales day in U.S. history. Analysts say that people will spend between $11 and $13 billion in a single day. Are you surprised, considering the state of the U.S. economy?
Well, I mean, we've talked about the fact that there appears to be two different recoveries going on. One for those who are white-collar workers and can do their jobs from home, and those who are not fortunate enough to be able to do that. They've either lost their jobs, they've had curtailed hours, or they've maybe just had to go to work and not make as much money anyway. So if you have a job, you are likely to spend money on goods and not services. So I'd note that there is some pent-up demand, and also that we still have a pretty high savings rate, over 13%. I know it's down from 33% at the major part of the pandemic, but you know we're at 7.6% at the beginning of the year. So we've got a lot of people who have money. They want to spend money. They want to celebrate if they can't be together in person. So I am not surprised by this.
Yeah. The number of people who shopped in stores on Black Friday fell by about 50%, Jill. But what do you think? Can all those online sales make up for the lost business?
Well, I think that's going to be tough. I've seen holiday estimates are all over the place, you know, from flat to up for a couple percentage points from last year, down a couple percentage points. It's a little too early to tell whether this digital spending will substitute for in-store sales. The thing about in-store sales, though, is they do tend to be a bit more profitable, and people buy more when they see more that's out on display. You know, it's not exactly the same thing as seeing that end cap of something exciting. Oh, I gotta have that blank, fill in that blank. Yeah. We don't tend to do that as much online.
So what do you think? At the end of the season and we tally up all the numbers, where do you think we'll be?
I have no idea, and thank goodness I don't have to know that, which is fantastic. But I will say this. You know, there are really interesting ways that retailers are trying to get in front of us. And what they did was essentially start the retail season back in October. That was the beginning, kind of with the Amazon Prime Days moving from July into October. And I think that that's really what the lesson of the pandemic has been, is that the trends that were in place prior to the pandemic are simply accelerating now. And I think that retailers are doing their best to try to get us out there and shopping. I would point out one other trend that's really interesting from the last few years is BOPIS, which I love saying actually out loud, which is buy online, pick up in stores. Now retailers, both large and small ones, they say you don't have to come into the store, pick it up curbside, and that gets the item into your hands so you don't have to worry about anything.
Jill, I got to ask you about the supply chain. It's been an issue for months because of the pandemic, and now Salesforce is saying as many as 700 million packages could be delayed this shopping season. What are you seeing about that?
That's the old ship-ageddon is what people are saying, where shipping capacity becomes maxed out. Look, the big delivery services, FedEx, UPS, they're hiring tens of thousands of workers. They're ratcheting up space to sort packages. They're expanding their air fleet, and they are asking retailers to make sure shoppers have realistic expectations. Here's your magic date, gang, December 11th. You order after December 11th, cannot guarantee it's getting to your place where you want it to get to by Christmas.
Good advice. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst for CBS News, host of Jill on Money. Thanks.